Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Walter. I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Will you be so kind and answer a few questions for me? I'm not going to take too much of your time.
All right, sure.
All right, thank you so much for that. Let me see. Can I have your name, please?
Spencer Shaw.
Okay, great. Okay, now we're going to continue in English. Let me see. Are you registered in Phoenix to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, let me see. I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or do not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, do you mind providing me with the year that you was born?
1998.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you or anyone in your household are Hispanic, Latino descendant?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, not too motivated to vote?
Not too motivated to vote.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I'd say going in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Okay? Marcelino Quiñones.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Carlos Galindo, Alvira.
Never heard.
Kay Gallego.
Never heard.
Okay. Ana Hernandez.
What was the last one?
Ana Hernandez.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. No problem. And the last one is Katie Hobbs.
I would say positive. Is what were the options again?
Somewhat favorable. Very favorable.
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Phoenix City Council is doing? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly.
Approve somewhat, I guess.
Okay, no problem. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's see here. if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from your area were Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Ana Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, and Marcelo Quiñones, for whom will you vote?
Ana Hernandez.
Okay. How certain are you that you will vote for Ana Hernandez? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
Okay. please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Homelessness, street and road maintenance, jobs in economic development, housing costs, climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, water quality and supply, racial equity, crime, other, none, don't know.
Housing rates.
Housing costs?
Yes, housing costs.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ann Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to support Ann Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Ann Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
Okay. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take the choice away. She will support protection for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. How do you feel about that one? Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat convincing.
All right, thank you. All right, so now we already at 75%, so we almost done now. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state of Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs. How do you feel about that one?
Convincing.
A little convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very.
Okay, thank you. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. How do you feel about that one?
A little convincing.
Okay. And the last one is for Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policy in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Lavin? How you feel? Yeah.
A little convincing.
It's Lavin, right?
11?
Lavin, so. Yeah, Lavin, okay.
Yeah.
All right, great, thanks. Okay, so after hearing more information, if the elections for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, For whom would you vote, Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or someone else?
Ana Hernandez.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what? Something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post high school, some college including community college 2-year degree, some college coursework, 4-year college graduate, postgraduate school degree, including medical school, law school, master's degree, or doctorate?
4-year college graduate.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my home.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can you, I have your first name?
My first name, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer, for that information. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation and appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.